This is Neil Whiteside.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge 105 Radio's charity of the month for February is the Red Hen Project, and the best way to find out about the work of a charity such as that is to speak to someone who's been through the system with them and knows how it works. And I'm joined in the studio by Tanya. Tanya, hello.
Hello.
So tell me, how did it all work for you, and how did you get involved with the Red Hen Project?
I got involved through a primary school that my daughter attended. She was missing a lot of school due to being poorly and being at the hospital quite an awful lot of the time. And I needed extra support, so they decided to put me in contact with the Red Hen. They said it was someone that would be able to come and help, that wouldn't be patronising, that would be able to give me the help and advice and the support that I needed, and that little one would need as well.
So when you say about help and support, was it sort of like practical advice, like someone to help you get you from A to B, or just someone to talk you through the steps of what you needed to do?
Talking through the steps of what I needed to do with the little one in order to get her back into school, in order to manage her medications, trying to get her to take her medications, I should say. Just generally help her get her into school, getting comfortable with going to school, getting her comfortable knowing that she was different from another child of the same age, and accepting it rather than hating what was going on.
Okay, so when you went to Red Hen, how did they work with you? Where did they start?
There was a knock at the door, and one of the workers, Chris, came round to see me. I was really worried, thinking, oh no, please don't be patronising, please don't tell me I've got to go back 20,000 million steps to start again. She was so easy to talk to. I kind of realised that, yeah, okay, little one had a problem, but so did I. Going back from when I was younger and the things I'd gone through that I hadn't dealt with was impacting on my life at home, not only as a parent, but obviously as a partner as well. And she really recognised that. And in order to help the family, I had to help myself. So she helped with like building my confidence up, telling me that I am a good mum, showing me what I was doing right, but also showing me where I was going wrong as well, which was really important.
I was going to say, it's good to have the praise that when you're getting something right, but it's just day-to-day being told, well, maybe try this, maybe try that. But as you say, all along, this, as long as people aren't being patronising to you.
Yeah, so they listen to what you're saying, they listen to your views, and then obviously, you know, things aren't working. Why aren't they working? What have I not done? Which bit did I miss? And just pointing out, it could be something simple. Okay, how many times did you take her back to her bedroom? 5. How many times did you talk to her? 5. Okay, so drop that down to 3. Something so little but can make a big difference.
And once they'd started to work, how quickly did you start to see a change?
It was fairly effective. A lot of it, I think, was a lot of work that I did with Chris on myself.
So really, you went in with one problem, really, and wound up fixing 2.
Yes. Yeah, Chris was a very good influence on the fact that growing up, I didn't have an older lady influence that was beneficial influence in my life.
Right.
So a lot of things that I learned was self-taught. And obviously, self-taught, you kind of make an awful lot of mistakes. But I think you know everything. When really you know nothing. So having someone that could come in and just generally talk to you and not even being your friend, but just giving guidance, which is what I needed really, was guidance.
Excellent. And did you find the school were responsive as well because Red Hen were involved?
Yes.
That really helped, didn't
it? Yes. Because they also, like with Chris, she would go in and she would do an awful lot of work with Megan as well on a one-to-one. So while I was having my one-to-one sessions, Megan was also having one-to-one sessions. And, of course, we were also doing family work as well, which was really important. So we were all on the same sheet. So it wasn't me saying one thing, Dad saying another thing, and the little one saying something completely different.
Excellent. So how long did it take you to be sort of through and out the other side? How long did they sit with you for this?
Oh, well, it was a couple of years, to be fair, because I was at rock bottom.
So that's amazing to have someone with you all that time.
And now, to be fair, even though I'm not involved with them in the sense that they'll come to my house, they give me help and advice. Now I will go to their coffee mornings, which is still really important to be a part of their community, to still see normal everyday people, because obviously everyday life gets too busy and 9 times out of 10 you go to work and you don't see anybody. So it's still really important to have that. Still knowing that I've got the support if and when I need it. But the most important thing that I found, with all the help and the support that I've been given, I can give back. So I help the Red Hen with whichever way I can, whether it be helping at the coffee mornings, helping do the Arbury Carnival, anything that I can help them with, I'll help them with.
Well, it must be amazing as well from their point of view to have somebody who's been through the system and worked with them on one side, now over on the other side of the fence, because you've got real life experience. You know exactly, when you're meeting with these new young mums and young kids, you know exactly the steps they've been through. You've walked their path.
Yes, and I know how hard it is to actually admit that I need help.
Yeah, yeah, that's true for so many people. That must be amazing. So, looking forward then, you do loads with Red Hen now. You're a supporter of Red Hen.
I am, and I absolutely love the Red Hen. If it wasn't for the Red Hen, I don't know where myself or my family would be. So I have an awful lot to thank them for.
Well, Tanya, that's lovely. Thank you for coming in today and sharing your story with us. And it's so good to have a good, you know, an uplifting story. That's fantastic. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
There we go. That's Tanya. I was speaking to her earlier on in the week. Lovely, lovely lady. And she mentioned there those coffee mornings. Monday morning, I went along to this coffee morning. It's held at the Good Shepherd up on Mansell Way in Arbury. This is how I got on. Well, it's 9 o'clock on a bright, sunny Monday morning, and I've come into the Church of the Good Shepherd on Mansell Way. I'm here with Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Neil.
So this is your regular Monday coffee morning?
It is, yep.
And we've got a good number already, and it's only, barely 20 past nine. We've got a good number in already.
We have. There'll be some more who will join us once they've dropped the children off at school and walked along, so they'll come for a play and breakfast and a cup of tea and a chat, yep.
And there's plenty of room and everything here, isn't there? And plenty of toys for the kids. Where do you get all this stuff from? Do you need extra stuff?
Well, we provided some and the church have provided some, so, you know, it's there's always plenty here. I think we could always use some more because it's getting tired and things, but we look for whatever we can get. We've had a few donations recently from a closing play group, so we've got a few extra bits.
Excellent. All right, let's talk to some of the mums. Kim, you're one of the mums here today. Do you come along regularly?
I do, yes. I come almost every Monday.
What has it meant for you, the fact that this is here?
It gives me time to allow my daughter to actually interact with people because I've got four other children there at school. So a lot of my time after school is trying to juggle five children. So it gives her time to interact as well as it gives me some time to talk with other parents and just have a little bit of downtime. And she's quite happy playing and she's supervised as well. So she's happy, I'm happy. What more can a girl ask for?
So I'm here with Dina. Dina, you reckon you're claiming your long service medal here?
Yeah, my daughter's be 12 in a couple of weeks, and we sort of first come when she was about 3 months old. So, yeah, we've been here a while. I've got other children as well who have been directly involved with Red Hen, with connecting with school and everything, with support and help. Around diagnosis for ADHD, they were a big support in helping with that.
And it's just, it is this whole thing, isn't it? It's not just a coffee morning on a Monday morning, is it?
No, I've been coming to Red Hen for about 2 years, no, nearly 3 years now, and again, like I come in and they're really good for my younger son. They also help me with my older son in school and out of school, running projects with him and stuff, and behavioural problems.
Well, it's made it much easier for you as a parent.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, how about you? What's your story?
I was sent here. The school actually let me know that Red Hen was happening, and I got in contact with Chris, and she came to do home visits at first. And said, you know, come to the coffee morning. And I pushed it off and pushed it off. No, I don't need it, I don't need it. And I'm so glad I made the decision to come because it's just, it's brilliant. It's so supportive. And Chris and Maria are so friendly and easy to talk to. And they really are just, you know what they're talking about as well. You can go to Chris and say, you know, help me with this topic. And she'll go, oh, I know all about that. And she will just, she's a font of knowledge, she really is.
And you keep hearing these names coming up time and again, don't you? Maria and Chris and Maria, they are really the linchpins of this, aren't they, Suzanne?
Yes, they are. I've been coming here for about two to three years now. And Maria and Chris helped me a lot with at home as well, behavioural problems, sorting out family issues. And I also done the parenting course from here, from Red Hen, and that was really helpful. Helped with my children's behaviour, giving me a lot of support.
Excellent. And the kids really love it, don't they? They're having a great time here.
Yeah, they do. They enjoy it every week. They come, they like to play together. They've got their little group of friends that they play with, and they just get on with what they're doing.
And we can get on and have a mummy chat, and they're in a safe space, so it's nice.
When you talk about issues that your children are having, everyone's going through the same thing. There's no judgment here. You can say, well, we had a meltdown this morning because I gave him the wrong coloured cup. And instead of getting the looks of, oh, all right, you get, oh, yes, us too. Yeah, we had the wrong shoes, we had the wrong socks, you know. And everybody's going through the same, not exactly the same thing, but everybody knows what you're talking about, and it makes it very safe here. You feel safe that you can say anything that you need to say.
Being able to ask for advice from each other as well, or suggestions for something, you know, something like, okay, so, you know, make sure that you've got the cup ready in the right place that you need to have the cup in, and that kind of stuff that you wouldn't think of because you're stressed out in the moment. So it's nice.
Yeah, it's lovely.
There we go. That's some of the people, some of the young ladies and their children who were down at the Red Hen Project Coffee Morning, which I say is held every Monday morning at the Church of the Good Shepherd on Mansell Way up in Arbury. And that's it. If you want to find out more about the work of the Red Hen Project, go to their website, redhenproject.org, redhenproject.org. And thanks again to Chris, Maria, to Sarah, for everyone at Red Hen. They were supported by the former mayor, Nigel Gawthrop, who, as we all know, sadly passed away. And he was the charity will continue to be supported by Gerry Bird, who's now taken on the mantle of mayor, be continued to be supportive throughout the rest of what would have been Nigel's term.